Session number 8257, Stephen Moyle, Part 1.
Could you tell me something about your life before the outbreak of the First World War, Mr. Moyle?
Oh, yes. We were living in Wallasey, in 21 Marsden Road. And I'd been attending Riverside School until I was 14. And then I worked in a butcher's shop as an assistant butcher. And when the war broke out in 1914, I joined up in the R&BR on HMS Eagle in Liverpool, in the Salt House Dock she was.
Can I just take you back a bit? When you were at the Riverside School, did you, or at any time before the war, did you have any connections with the military, officer training corps?
None.
Training? No sort?
No.
What sort of work did you do as a butcher's boy?
Before
the war, yeah.
But I was a butcher. I served my time as a butcher in a shop, you know. And I pretty well qualified to be a shop assistant, you know. Then the war broke out and I joined up.
Had you expected the war to break out? Were you expecting
well,
a war?
Well, there was rumour and counter-rumour, you know. And eventually it did happen in August, and so I joined up.
What did you feel when you heard war was declared? Were you pleased or
really, we were quite enthusiastic, you know, to do something, as we felt, for the country, youngsters like me. I was just turned 19 at the time. So off we went and joined up.
Did you have any idea about what the war would be like? Did you have any sort of picture of what the fighting and the war would be like?
Well, we had very little to go on. Taking the South African War is a different thing altogether to what we would expect in 1914, with the Germans, with their military build-up and strength. We couldn't imagine what trench warfare would be like.
So you didn't really know what to expect?
No.
You say you joined the Royal Naval Volunteer Reserve. Why in particular had you wanted to join that unit?
Well, I was all for the sea. Being alongside the River Mersey, I was all for going back to sea, or starting sea, I should say.
Had you ever been out in boats, or was it just a theoretical?
Like, I'd only been around the coast, like to London or the Isle of Man in the pleasure boats. That was the only sea I'd been to.
What had you heard about the Royal Naval Volunteer Reserve? Had you heard anything about that particular unit?
No. What I wanted to do was join the Navy, but they apparently encouraged me to join the RNVR, see?
In what way did they encourage you to? Can you explain?
Well, somehow the Navy had plenty of men in it at the time. In fact, in the Naval Division, we had quite a number of reserves, Fleet Reserve men, an R&R and so on. So they weren't wanting men actually for the service afloat, but just for the ashore unit, like the Naval Brigade, which went to Antwerp.
But you weren't aware of this when you signed up. You thought you were joining to go to sea.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you say you joined on HMS Eagle in Salthouse
Dock.
That's in Liverpool, is it?
In Liverpool,
or Birkenhead.
Yeah. Liverpool, yeah.
What exactly happened when you signed up? Can you remember?
Well, we just passed the doctor first of all, you know, to ensure that we were quite physically fit. And we kept going each day and getting different instructions, you know. And then we were taken down to London, to Crystal Palace.
So had you actually signed the document and got the
oh,
King's Shilling?
Oh, signed up, yeah.
So after that, you had to report each day to HMS Eagle?
That's it.
And what did you do when you got to HMS Eagle each day? Did you do any basic drill or...?
None at Eagle, no. We weren't equipped for doing anything, you know, drill or anything like that.
So what exactly did you do when you reported in? Just
when we...
Each day during the week?
Before just you different instructions, you know, where we're going and so on.
After a week, you were sent down to Crystal Palace.
That's right.
Is it the first time you'd been to London?
It was the first time.
Did the capital make an impression on you?
Oh, yeah. But I wasn't one for going ashore much, as we call it, going ashore. I wasn't one for going around the town like the lads, you know. And I didn't drink. So there's no point much of me going ashore with them.
Where were you billeted at Crystal Palace?
There's different things that had been for an exhibition in 1914 prior to me going down there. And the different buildings. South Africa, that's where we were in.
South Africa House, a copy of it?
Yeah, yeah.
And what were you, just on the floor or did you have proper beds and everything?
We were in hammocks there, yeah.
Were you all in the same room?
Yes, in a big place, yeah.
What sort of food did you have at Crystal Palace? Was it any?
Oh, we were catered for very well there. The big catering firm looked after us, and we were well fed.
What sort of duties did you do at Crystal Palace?
Sort of what?
Duties, training.
Well, mostly arm drill we did there. And... Keep fit around the grounds. We used to gallop around the grounds every morning, you know, keeping us fit.
What did the arms drill involve? Can you remember?
Just the slope, the salute, and that, you know.
Was this with a real rifle, or was it with a piece of wood?
Oh yes, real rifles.
Had you been given your uniform at this time?
We were uniformed down there, yeah.
And was this a naval uniform?
Naval uniform, yeah.
Were there any differences at all from the normal Navy uniform?
No, no. Same colour, same lanyard, and uniform.
Had they told you yet that you were going to serve ashore, so to speak, or were you still under the impression that you were going to serve afloat?
Oh, no, we knew that the Naval Brigade at that time had operated in Antwerp early on the war. And they came back to us, Crystal Palace, some with the bayonets stuck down the gaiters, in your naval uniform, they were in naval uniform. Bennett stuck down their gaiters, and some had khaki greatcoats and some hadn't. And it's amazing how they'd gone out there like they were and fought the Germans, or held the Germans up.
Did these men from the Antwerp and the Naval Brigade, were they integrated with your units? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Were you put in battalions yet? While you were at Crystal Palace, or was that later?
Into what?
Battalions. Collingwood, Drake.
Yes, we made the Drake Battalion.
That was while you were still at Crystal Palace, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yeah. And then, up to Duns in Berwickshire we went, to complete training.
How long had you been at Crystal Palace?
I should say about a month at the most.
And you basically covered PT and arms drill, rather?
Yes.
You hadn't really done anything else?
No. When we got up to Duns, there we got more basic training, like the advancing in short rushes and so on.
Could you describe that, the tactical training, advancing in short rushes? What exactly did you do?
We trained for advancing in short rushes, you see. And you were numbered you get mixed up perhaps in advancing in a long line, man. But your leading seaman would detail you off, so-and-so to so-and-so, my section, or number of so-and-so to so-and-so is my section. And then you get sorted out then, you knew by command which is your section. Mm.
And so what would happen when you went on an advance by a short rush? How did you go about it? When you actually did one of these advances in training, what would you actually do when you ran forward?
Well, you'd go in short rushes, you see, and then down, get down, and wait for the other to advance again.
Did they have any sort of mock enemy at the other side, or were you just advancing on purely imaginary targets?
Purely imaginary, yeah.
What other sorts of training did you do at Dunn's?
Oh, there was physical training, keep fit, you know.
What about route marches? Did that play a part?
Oh, yes. We had long route marches continually.
What would happen on a typical route march? How far would you go and what would you do?
Well, I should say we'd do anything between 5 and 10 miles. We gradually worked up, you know. We didn't kill ourselves right away. They give you a short route first, then you set it up to perhaps 10 miles.
Did you get breaks while you were marching, or did
you? Oh, yes. Yeah. Every 10 minutes, every hour, you'd smoke.
So you just sit down by the side of the road and smoke?
That's right. Yeah.
Did you used to sing while you were on the route marches?
Oh, yeah. Oh, aye.
Can you remember any of the songs you used to sing?
Well, just the old army songs, really. We'd sing a lot, you know.
Mm. You don't remember any one in particular?
No, not really.
What other sort of training? Did you practice firing your rifle at all?
Oh, yes, we had on the range, on the rifle range, we used to go, and different ranges from 100 yards to 600 yards. Not all at once, but through general training.
Did you do a lot of rifle firing? Did you get to be a good shot?
Oh, yes, I was a first-class shot when I finished training. But you also got bayonet practice too, you know. There was targets put up, dummies, and you would charge these dummies and stuck the bayonet in viciously and so on.
Was there any special technique to bayonet practice, or were you taught by a special bayonet sergeant?
Well, it was sort of in, out, on guard, you know. In the bayonet, out, and on guard, see?
Mm-hmm. Can you remember any other sorts of training you did? Did you do any special training of any sort in signals or anything like that?
Oh,
you,
yes.
You yourself? I mean.
Semaphore. You. Yeah.
What did that involve? Mm? What did that involve? Just learning the codes or anything else?
Semaphore we got mostly.
While you were there, you've been in the Navy for quite a while. Had you got used to the discipline of naval life? Did you have any trouble getting used to it?
Oh, yes. In fact, I think we settled down more. The youth of that period settled down more to discipline because we sort of had it in civil life more or less than we experience now.
What about the lack of privacy? If you found it a lack of privacy, did that upset you at all about army navy life?
Well, you soon got used to that. You know, amongst a lot of lads, you very soon got used to that.
Did you get on well with the rest of the lads in your unit?
Well, I think I was a bit of a misery. You know, I was a very quiet sort of lad, and. But not drinking much, you know. I sort of got left out, I'm afraid. But they're all very, very good pals to me. Yeah.
How about with the officers? How did you get on with the officers? Or did you not see much of them, or what?
Well, I think I can say that we got on very well with them. And respected them.
Were they competent? Did you feel they were competent at the time?
I felt they were, yes. I did feel they were competent.
Did they mix with you much at all, or did you not?
Oh no, they didn't mix with you at all, but they took an interest in you if you had any difficulty at home or things like that, you know.
How about the NCOs, petty officers, leading seamen, people like that? How did they treat you?
Well, they had a bit of experience, you know, in the civil life, in the RMVR and so on. And they were pretty competent.
Was there any bullying at all by NCOs? Or?
No bullying.
How long were you at Duns in Berwickshire?
We had Christmas at Duns. We got there just before Christmas, 1914. And we were back, I think, in January. We completed training. We got rigged out in khaki. And...
This is where you got your khaki uniform. I suppose
that's
your
right.
Naval uniform. Did you mind having to wear khaki instead of blue?
No, not really. It was necessary for us to go ashore to do our job.
When you left Duns, where did you go then?
Blandford Camp in Dorset.
And what were you doing at Blandford?
We continued training. We had huts there, and we got beds, which is a wooden beds, you know, which is a change. And we got pretty well generally for service there before we...
Pretty well what, pardon?
For service, for service on land.
When you... So you continued your training at Blandford. When you finished your training, did you feel that you'd been trained to meet any threat or any problem that the unit might face? Did you feel that you were properly trained? And that you
yes, could... I think we were properly trained.
Did you think that the training fitted the circumstances that you met when you landed at Gallipoli? Did you feel the training was appropriate and covered the right topics?
Well, there's only one thing I disagreed with our training, was that we went out to Gallipoli with long the Enfield rifles and short bayonets, short shiny bayonets, whereas the army, using different ammunition and different rifles, in that they were using shortly Enfield rifles and Mark 7 ammunition. Well, we were using Mark 6 ammunition. If we'd have run short during the early stages, we couldn't have used their ammunition, for what I could see of it. But so we had to change from longly Enfield rifles to shortly Enfield.
But you felt quite happy with the actual training. You felt that what you'd been taught was appropriate to the circumstances you met at Gallipoli.
I should say they were. From the short time, we were the eight months we were there in Gallipoli, and what we met, our training quite covered it, I think.
When which battalion had you been put? You'd been put in your battalions by now, and
that's right.
You were put in the Drake Battalion. What company, platoon, and section were you in? Can you remember?
What
was your company and your platoon?
Oh, I was in the 16th Section, 8th Platoon, B Company.
And did you stay with that throughout?
I stayed right through the war in that same lot, yeah.
How many people were there in a section?
16.
16?
Yeah.
And how many in a platoon, can you remember?
64, I think. Four platoons of 16.
And in a company, there were...
There's four platoons.
Four platoons, I see. When you... Had you built up any sort of relationship with the civilian population in any of the... In either London, Scotland, or Dorset, at Blandford Camp?
No.
You didn't see much of the civilians?
No.
What about when you left for Avonmouth, when you were actually posted overseas? Were you given any sort of a send-off?
I don't remember there being a send-off. I just Been bundled into trains and sent down there.
Were you told where you were going when you were bundled into the trains?
I couldn't quite recall whether we knew, but we knew that we were going out east someplace.
How did you know that?
Because they told us. See?
But you can't remember whether they actually told you that Dardanelles and Gallipoli, Turkey.
No, I couldn't confirm that.
So you sailed from Avonmouth?
Yeah.
What was the name of the ship you sailed on?
The Franconia.
Could you tell me something about the Franconia and what conditions were like on board her during your voyage?
Well, we were pretty comfortable. There was two battalions on the Franconia. There was the Drake battalion, my battalion, and the Nelson. And we were pretty comfortable.
Where did you put your... Did you have hammocks? Or were you in bunks?
I think we had bunks in the Frank.
Was it comfortable at all?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
What about the food?
That's quite good, too.
Any seasickness?
Hmm?
Any seasickness?
No, I was never seasick in my life. I've been at sea pretty well all my life. I was never seasick first off.
How about the rest of the battalion? Were there any of them seasick, or was most people all right?
Well, they're mostly all right, yeah. Being naval, mostly naval personnel, you know. Or ex-personnel, Navy personnel.
Were you worried about submarines at all, or was the threat not apparent then? As you sailed?
Yeah, we had a scare. And I remember, just before we did land, a lot of biscuit tins floating down past the ship, and some bloke said, oh, mines, he said they were. We realised after that they were large biscuit tins, you know. Mm-hmm. But we did have a scare on the way out, I remember.
What was that?
A submarine scare, which didn't petered out, it didn't come to anything.
What exactly happened? Do you know?
Well, we went to boat stations and stood by until it was over, you know.
What had been seen, or was it just purely imaginary?
Possibly just imaginary.
You didn't really know what was happening?
No, no.
What? Where did you call in on the way?
We called in Port Said. We a few, perhaps a week or 10 days there.
Where did you stay?
Pardon?
Where did you stay in Port Said? Or were you still aboard the ship?
Oh no, we were in camp just outside Port Said on the strip of desert. And one battalion went further down the canal. I just lost the name of the place where they went. But we were guarding the Port Said reservoir, taking in turns of doing that.
Did you have to dig trenches or anything, or were they already dug?
Oh, no. Not in Port Said, no.
What was your first reaction to being abroad then and seeing a foreign...
Oh, I was quite excited. My first time being abroad, you know, I enjoyed it. Port Said wasn't a very nice place those days. It's plenty of flies around the shops and so on. But roughly, I was very excited about it.
What about the heat? Did you find that surprising, or was it?
Oh yes, I ate more oranges than food out there. Mm.
Where did you go from Port Said?
We went to Malta. I think it was to pick up the other ships and personnel that were going to Mudros on the island of Lemnos. And we had an inspection there by the GOC.
Hamilton,
yeah.
What happened there? Can you remember anything about the inspection? Did he say anything?
I think I got the impression he thought we were very young. Like myself, you know, I'd be perhaps just turned 19, or not 19 and a half perhaps. And I think I heard something that he thought we were very young. The Georges were young, you know.
So, did he? Do you think this affected the way?
I think it affected the fact that we didn't go ashore earlier on with the Lancashire Fusiliers. We went into port of the Lancashire Fusiliers the next day, the 26th.
Where did you go from Malta?
Went to Mudros on the island of Lemnos.
How long were you there?
We were there from I should say March till April.
You were ashore then, were you? You were put ashore.
Oh yes, we had different exercises for going down into the boats, lightly equipped. We didn't go down with a full pack or anything like that, you know. We had ammunition pouches and bandolier, rifle and bayonet, water bottle, haversack. That was all. We didn't.
Okay, what would you do in one of these exercises?
Just you got down into boats, you know.
How would you get down off the ship?
Down the Jacob's Ladder.
Was there any accidents?
No, strange enough, we never had it. I don't remember any accident.
So you get down into the boat, and then what would happen? Would you go and make a pretend landing on the shore, or would you just get...
Oh, no, we just went back again. Once the action of getting down to the boat had been completed, you used to go back again.
What was the scene in the harbour? Was it full of ships, or was it empty?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Did you recognise any of them?
I did at the time, but I'm sure I can't just remember what we saw.
Did you do any other training while you were at Mudros, besides